I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So let's do this real quick here. I'll get back to the sound bites and stuff like that in a moment with Joe Biden and everything else, but let's do this real quick. They keep, quote, finding documents on Joe Biden. And I say they keep finding documents on Joe Biden. As we've talked about, let's do keep in mind, Republicans don't have the stones to play hardball politics and take out a Democrat. They just don't. They don't. Communists do, though. The communists are outstanding at this. Remember, Andrew Cuomo is no longer governor of New York, and it's not because Republicans did anything. It was Democrats who took him out. They'll take out anybody. Joe Biden's own staffers, they keep finding all these documents. And now the media, even hardcore Democrats in the media, they're blasting Joe Biden in ways we really haven't heard before. Here's a former Clinton White House official.
How big a mess is this for the Biden administration?
It's very, very big. Not legally, but politically, it's a very, very big deal. I don't think sitting there hunkering down now, they're just acting like it's not out there, is a good strategy. They're just going to get creamed doing it.
Jake Tapper, who's a card-carrying Democrat who likes to pretend to be a journalist, said this.
He was referring to the photograph of the Biden garage. I don't know what your garage looks like, but here's the photograph. But that looks like a mess. That's worse than my garage. That's worse than my garage. I mean, that's not where, I don't know exactly where the documents are in that garage, but that does not look like what a secure location would be.
Headline from MSN.com, not exactly some hardcore right-winger. We elected Joe Biden. We elected Biden to be better than this, which is hilarious because Joe Biden has been a liar and a crook since before he was even in the Senate. This is his entire history has been liar, crook, liar, crook, liar, crook. But wait, there's one more thing. I don't want to bring up something totally off the wall. But maybe it's something you forgot about. Maybe you weren't listening to the Jesse Kelly Show that night, so maybe you missed it. But do you remember, I would guess it was a month ago, maybe 2 months, maybe less, somewhere in there, Joe Biden took a trip to Nantucket. You remember Nantucket, that big fancy person, the big rich person island where presidents and world famous authors go to finish their books and things like that. Joe Biden goes to Nantucket, but seriously, he goes there all the time. They're famous for having gone there often. One of my friends actually rented his home to Joe Biden at one point. Hunter Biden was in my buddy's house, and I told him, man, I really hope you gave it a good steam clean when he was gone. But anyway, the Bidens, they went to Nantucket, and not one, not two, not three, not even four, but five vehicles that were rented by the Bidens, Secret Service vehicles, rented while they were there, five of them went up in flames. Huh. Now, come on. That doesn't happen. Five vehicles going up in flames, that doesn't happen. And I saw the video of where they were parked. No, they weren't touching each other. And even if they were, that doesn't happen. So odd, okay, but nothing the end of the world. Now let's go into this. Joe Biden has been keeping classified documents, including Ukrainian documents, classified about Ukraine, in his garage in Delaware. Delaware is where Joe Biden goes home to every weekend. This is a staggering number, yet I checked on it. It is true. Joe Biden has spent 40% of his vacation or of his presidency on vacation. The vast majority of that vacation has been at his home in Delaware. Now, because Joe Biden isn't a king, he's technically a public servant, a public official. You and I, because we elected him, not me personally or you personally, but you get the idea, we are allowed to know who Joe Biden is meeting with. That's why the White House has visitor logs. You know, Joe Biden can't meet with the head of Hamas without you knowing. You have to know. You could know that. And you should know. That should be information the public should know. It should be broadcast on the news. Here's who Joe Biden met with today. Joe Biden doesn't have any visitor logs for the place where he spent half of his presidency, where the unclassified documents are. There are no laws.
And Dana, some news this morning. We are learning there are no visitor logs chronicling who comes and goes from the president's house in Wilmington. An official at the White House counsel's office is telling me that, like every president in modern history, a personal residence is personal. They make the distinction that, unlike the previous administration, the Trump administration, they are committed at the White House to being transparent about White House visitor logs. But in terms of what Republicans on the Hill are asking for, a record of who may have been in the Wilmington residence and potentially had access to the areas where these documents were found, it does not appear that that exists.
Not only did he have them, we know his crackhead son had access to them. And let's be fair here. Hunter Biden has admitted. He has admitted already. This is not me coming up this. We know this. Hunter Biden thinks himself that the Russians have mass amounts of blackmail on him because Hunter Biden feels the need to pull out a video camera and record every crime he's ever committed. He then saves this video footage on laptops, and he, after committing a crime and recording the footage and securing it on a laptop, he apparently just drives around just tossing the laptops to and fro on the side of the road so anybody can grab them. Hunter Biden believes the Russians are in possession of his laptops with crimes on them. Hunter Biden, who rented this home for $50,000 a month, this is a huge deal. It's a huge deal, but keep in mind, I want you to keep something in mind. We're going to get to some emails here, and then we'll get to Wells Fargo and stuff. I want you to keep something in mind. No matter what happens from here, I maintain that Joe Biden's being taken out. I don't necessarily think he's going to resign, although I could easily see that. I think it's more going to be, I'm not going to run in 2024, that kind of an announcement. And you need to understand, he needs to make that announcement, and he needs to make it publicly, I would say within a year, because what they're going to try to hand the reins to Gavin Newsom or Rear Admiral Buttigieg or something like that. Those guys need time to set up and run a presidential campaign. So Joe Biden can't come out 2 months before next November and say, hey, you know, got the sniffles. I'm going to sit this one out. He would never do that. They would never allow him to do that. Joe Biden, I believe, is simply going to announce that he's not running again because of all this stuff. But what you need to always keep in mind is it was Democrats who did this. Democrats in the media, Democrats on his own staff. Joe Biden taken out by Democrats, as they have done time and time again, because the communists, they play for keeps. They play for keeps, but they're not intelligent. For instance, Joe Biden is a puppet. You know this. Joe Biden's a puppet. And as a puppet, Joe Biden goes where he's told, does what he's told, says what he's told. And he most definitely nominates people for the Supreme Court, whoever he's told. Joe Biden's never read a single paragraph on any of the potential Supreme Court justices. Joe Biden understands, as people understand, the qualifications don't matter, nothing matters. Well, all that matters is checking a communist box. Okay, if you can get a lesbian, good. Boop. Black lesbian, even better. Boop. If you can get your climate change nutter, boop. You want to just check these boxes. All the boxes that have nothing to do with practicing law, that's what he did. So when a Supreme Court vacancy opened up, Joe Biden said, hey, let's get a black chick. And they went hunting for one. But too bad for Joe Biden, they didn't find a black chick named Barb Smith. That's what they should have been looking for. Instead, they found a black chick named Ketanji Brown Jackson. And that's just a little too much for Grandpa Poopy Pants.
Those are the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Oh, Joe, I've maintained before, that's not even on Joe. That's on his staffers. They should have saw her name and said, hey, we can't expect him to say this for 4 years, guys. All right. Do we have another dark age coming? And that whole gas stove thing, where did it come from? I think you might find this to be very, very interesting. Let's just put it to you this way. There are some seriously dark forces at work out there. We, you and me, got to be full of pep, don't we? Got to be ready to go, because all we have is the fight. Remember, we'll never see final victory. We have to learn to fall in love with fighting these people every day. Are you taking care of your health? Are you drinking water? Are you working out? How are your testosterone levels, fellas? Ladies, getting up there? Not up there, respectfully, but 40, 50, I'm there. A little tired in the afternoons. Go to choq.com. I tell you about Male Vitality Stack and Female Vitality Stack all the time. Go look at all the natural herbal supplements they have. Natural, from the anti-communists at Chalk. Get a subscription so you don't spend a fortune. You save 35% off on the subscriptions. That's huge. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about dark money. And here's what I want you to understand, or try to understand, because this is a struggle for me, so it's probably a struggle for you too, although you're probably smarter than I am. It's hard to unpack who came up with what idea lots of times in politics. You've heard me ask 1,000 times on the show when some horrible bill comes out, like the most recent one is that $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. You've heard me say, who wrote it? Okay, well, this is bad in the bill, and this is bad in the bill. And I always say, okay, man, you're right, that is bad. Who put it in there? And this is the answer you get. And I've asked senators. I've asked congressmen. This is the answer you get. Well, lobbyists. Maybe that's what you're yelling at the radio right now. The lobbyists write it. Okay, well, Lobbyist is a profession. That's not a name. Somebody with a name wrote that horrible part of the bill and put it in the bill. Who is it? And yet nobody, even friends of mine in Congress, nobody knows the answer. This comes up a lot when it comes to various crazy ideas that get floated out there by the communists. You've heard the gas stove thing. You've heard people ranting on the radio about the gas stoves. They want to ban gas stoves. Gas stove this, a gas stove that. But didn't that kind of come out of nowhere? Was that even on your radar? My gas stove, what? And all of a sudden, it becomes the talking point for a week. Should we ban them? Shouldn't we ban them? What about your asthma? We're warming the planet. So where'd it come from? Glad you asked. This is from Free Beacon. I want to give them credit. They do great stuff. Meet the green energy group behind the study that's driving calls to ban gas stoves. So where is this? Who is this group? It's called the Consumer Product Safety. Wow, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Consumer Product Safety. They're just worried about your safety. Of course, the commissioner of this group, his name is Richard Trumka Jr. If you know anything about unions at all, that name Trumka will sound familiar. But anyway, he partnered with someone to implement an economy-wide transformation away from oil and gas. And do you know who he partnered with? It's crazy. The Chinese government. The Chinese government that runs on and thrives on oil and gas. And this is how this stuff happens so often. And it gets confusing because by the time the information gets to you, or by the time the information gets to me, by the time it becomes a headline somewhere, wherever you consume your news, it's moved so far down the road that it's hard for you, it's hard for me to walk back up the road, the direction from whence it came, and figure out where did this come from? You'll see a tweet, you'll see a news story, you'll see a video, this thing happened, and then you, because you're curious, try to figure out, okay, who is saying this? Who's behind this? And then that's when it gets super creepy. Have you ever spent any time, I know we've spent a bunch of time on this show, so I'm not going to rewind all of it, but looking into the Hillary Clinton, Russian spying, FBI stuff. Of course, I know you've heard a bunch of radio segments on it. You've heard me talk about it. You've read headlines. But if you actually talk to somebody who's done the digging on who did what, I know the story. You know the story. And I get completely lost when they start describing who did what. Well, no, Fusion GPS partnered with the Steele dossier. Christopher Steele had previously worked on Crossfire Hurricane with the Clinton. Oh, my gosh. Who? What? Who are these groups? What are you talking about? It all gets very confusing and convoluted. And what you always have to understand is that's always done on purpose. There's so much dark money in politics. Because if you're a billionaire, George Soros, somebody like that, and you want to destroy a society, yes, you're going to have your Open Society Foundation. That's George Soros' openly communist group that's out there trashing everything. But that's not near enough. Soon that's going to get under the public eye. So instead, what do? Well, you'll fund this group and find a way to filter money into this group. And that group actually is just a middleman to funnel money into this group. And that group is a middleman to funnel money into that group. And soon you look at it and it looks like you're some conspiracy theorist with one of those pin boards on the wall and there's pieces of yarn stretching everywhere. But in reality, that is what you need to figure out who is manipulating policy, who is coming up with the news stories you see on the news every night. Gas stoves? Gas stoves were all you saw in the news for a week? And it was funded by the Chinese government who's trying to make America poorer and who has no intention of getting off gas and oil. You didn't know, and I didn't know for a week, that we were watching Chinese communist propaganda trying to make sure we're all poor and miserable. But that's what you were watching. Dark money. Speaking of dark money, Wells Fargo's only giving money to non-whites? What? Is that even legal? What is happening in the country? We'll talk about that. And then we're going to talk about some emails, maybe even talk a little bit about the debt, World Economic Forum. Let's talk about this real quick, though, because we talk about evil a lot. Speaking of World Economic Forum, how there's evil, there's evil. And whenever we get wins, we celebrate as we should, but we always have to be aware evil doesn't quit. It doesn't go home once we've had a little win and say, hey, we got them. We've had some great wins when it comes to abortion, overturning of Roe versus Wade and things like that. Now we have all these states banning it. But now we have this abortion pill. It accounts for over 50% of all abortions. It's coming to your local pharmacy. And it's such a problem because it makes it sound so benign. Makes it sound, hey, take an ibuprofen. You'll be fine. You'll get rid of that little baby. This is why we need preborn more than ever. Once a mother hears the heartbeat, did you know she's twice as likely to choose life? Twice as likely. That $28 you give to preborn, they use it and they give her a free ultrasound. She has options now. She can, well, I'll just take a pill or I guess I can get an ultrasound. How much is it? Oh, it's free? It's only free because of you. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. That $28 saves a life. Or you can pick up your phone, dial #250 and say baby. All right? Go.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been an awesome Monday. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and tell people.
We're changing people's lives.
And how handsome I am. What, Chris? It's important. All right. Wells Fargo, I'm going to get to the emails. There's a bunch of emails, but I'm going to get to the emails. Wells Fargo cutting back on mortgages will focus on lending to minorities. Okay, one, that's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. Two, this is part of the systemic racism against white people that now exists in the United States of America. Remember, Joe Biden got elected, and the first thing he did was told white business owners they had to go to the back of the line for the PPP loans. That's illegal, too. You can't do that. So just keep all those things in mind. But I want you to remember this. I want you to remember this and remember this well. These banks do these things. They do these things because we have spent so many years in this country intertwining the government with corporations and with the financial industry. And so what's that mean? Well, you think, or at least I should say, you don't think this way, but you should, in a perfect country, this is what we should have. Wells Fargo, when they go sit down and meet, they should be meeting about profits, period. It's a business. It's cold. It's about dollar and cents. It's about profits. Show me profits. That's what matters. So you want that to be what they meet about. But since the financial industry has gotten so intertwined with the government, what they meet about is how do we stay on the good side of the system? Because Wells Fargo can have some problems here and problems there. As long as they haven't gotten crossways with the system, well, that cheddar is going to keep on coming through the door, and they're going to be fine. Once the government became completely intertwined with the private sector, it simply became more important to seek out the approval of the government than do good business. And now, here in the U.S. of Gay, since the government is completely declared war on white people, most definitely white men, the truth is, it doesn't hurt you as a bank to go give white men the middle finger. It doesn't hurt that at all. That's just the honest truth. They're always going to be taken care of. And when this inevitably fails, in a year or two from now, they say, oh, no, our mortgages are all underwater. We screwed up here. The government will say, well, yeah, but you were a good, loyal servant. Here's a little bit more cheddar to get you by, Wells Fargo. Because this is what happens in a late-stage republic. Performance, excellence, these things are no longer rewarded, so they're no longer sought out. What's sought out? Being on the right side of the government. I remember, what is that book? Once Upon a Time in Russia. I've told you about this book before. Really fascinating book. I don't know anything about the author, if he is a commie, I'm sorry, but it's a fascinating thing. It's the trip where the Soviet Union went from being communist to being run by oligarchs, which didn't work either, and then run by Putin when he steps in and slaps all the oligarchs around. So it kind of walks you through that. But I'm going to screw up the term because I didn't look this up. This just popped into my head ahead of time. But they had a term for if you were in the private sector there, whatever you did, oil, TV, no matter what you did, if you were a businessman, what you had to have, gosh, I can't believe I'm going to mess this up. I think he called it a sponsor, but that might be wrong. Either way, is a sponsor sound right, Chris? Even if it wasn't that was the main gist of it. So being a powerful businessman, being a millionaire, billionaire, CEO, that's fine. But unless you had somebody high up in the government on your side, you were dead. you were dead. That's all there is to it. Oh, yeah, all good. You're a billionaire. All good. You run this tech company? Okay, well, we're just going to come murder you unless you have somebody in the government who says I shouldn't. Now, that, the sponsor isn't the right word, but if you read the... I'll read the book again and I'll figure out what it is. Chris is looking it up. Well, that's essentially what we're becoming as we become a more and more corrupt nation in a late-stage republic. Performance doesn't matter. Millionaire, billionaire, that doesn't matter. Are you on the team? Are you on the system side? Or are you not on the system side? All right, let's get to some emails. I've been promising them the whole show. Dear Jesse, considering the theft of freedom around the globe, a.k.a. communism, are we entering the Dark Ages Part 2? It's from Dave. I don't know how to answer this because this is what I believe. You've heard me talk about this before. So this, I'll lay out, this is what I believe. There are things called turnings. The world has these turnings. Now, what is that? And there have been all kinds of great books written about this, The Great Turning, Fourth Turning. There's all these books about it. But the world will, after a while, the way things have been running don't work anymore. The world changes, leadership changes, people change, and people will almost like a snake shedding its skin. People will get rid of the old to bring in new. What you saw, really World War I-ish, that was kind of a turning. The early 20th century, World War I, World War II, as the world was run by kings and monarchs, and people were just sick of it. It wasn't just in Russia. It was in Germany. It was everywhere. Britain, the monarchs. And people were getting sick of that old way, the way the world had always worked. And the world had a turning. It had a turning. People wanted rid of that. They wanted more representative government in some cases. Some cases they wanted communism. But either way, the world kind of went through a turning there. Let's out with the old, in with the new. Now, putting it that way sounds so benign and nice, right? Oh, nice. It was a turning. Oh, we got rid of the old kings. Good. Millions of people died. Tens of millions of people died. War, starvation, disease. This sounds so dark. I almost don't want to put it this way, but I don't mean it to be dark. As you see us becoming a late stage republic, and you see governments around the world turning hostile towards their own citizens. Remember, that's not just an American thing. That's the Western world. You're going to find the populations get less and less satisfied with their government. And then you see what's happening with the debt. All you have to do is look at the debt numbers for the world. They're staggering. It's more than just America. Staggering amounts of debt have been piled up. I believe another turning is coming. Now, maybe you're thrilled about that because, oh, finally we get to get rid of these corrupt scumbags. Okay, but I don't know that we should be that excited because the turning itself is horrible. But when you see things like this thrown in your face on television, I look at this stuff and I just smirk because I know a turning is coming. This is a dude who's pretending to be a woman. He's the new owner of Miss Universe. Listen to this.
The Miss Universe organization from now on is going to be ran by women, owned by trans women, for all women.
For all women. Go women like me. Okay, as things get more and more insane, people are going to purge that, and I believe that there is a turning coming. Is that going to result in another dark age? It could be. I mean, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I know turnings are never gentle. I know that they're just simply not gentle. When enough of the population gets hostile to how things are currently working and they demand something different, eventually they get something different and it can get really, really ugly out there. All right? What are you going to do? Nothing you can do but go home, slip into your Giza dream sheets and get some good sleep. That's it. I promise you staying up all night worrying about it isn't going to solve anything. So right now, I want you to go to MyPillow.com and get yourself a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets because as we watch things change, I'll put it to you that way, as we watch things change, I promise it's easier when you get 8 hours of sleep And it's easier to get 8 hours of sleep when you tuck yourself into the most comfortable freaking sheets ever, especially when you only pay $29.98. They're selling them as low as $29.98 right now with the promo code Jesse. You got to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and go to Giza Dream Sheets for the sale. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. The end of the world may be coming, but that doesn't mean you have to be short on sleep. What, Chris? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Make a phone call if you're driving. Don't be browsing the internet on your phone, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. I'm going to get to a couple more emails, and then we have headlines, and then we're checking out until tomorrow, okay? Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
By the way, if you live in one of those neighborhoods and you have the same exact car I have in the other neighborhood, you pay more for your insurance than that side. No basis for it. None at all, other than you're black. And I'm white.
Except your car gets stolen a lot there. That has a little bit of a basis for it. They don't do it based on skin color, you moron. And it, you know what's really sad? Not just that that is a selling point of the Democratic Party. How many people buy that crap? What a market there is for victim crap in this country. I cannot stand it. And Joe Biden, again, with it is... It's weird.
And let's lay one thing to rest. I may be a practicing Catholic. I used to go to 7:30 Mass every morning in high school and then in college before I went to the black church. Not a joke. Andy knows this.
Yeah, that's a complete lie. None of that happened. They actually tracked down that church and nobody ever saw Joe Biden there at all. It is weird how often that person lies. All right, let's get to some more emails before we get to headlines. Hello, Jesse. I can't believe you were on Tucker. I thought you were banned from Fox. You were so funny and insightful. You have great banter with Tucker. Well, Tucker's my buddy. I think I was banned from Fox for at least a year. That's what I think. I'm not really worried about it. Remember, I go on with Tucker because he's my bud and I have fun. But I don't work for Fox. I don't need to go on Fox. Fox doesn't pay my bills. I work for Premier here on the radio. Here on the radio, and I work for the First TV. My TV show's on every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. If what I say is a little too on the edge for Fox, that's fine. Different strokes for different folks, but if they ban me again tomorrow, I ain't worried about it. That ain't where I make my living. Jesse, on yesterday's show, you talked about not getting fancy stuff and showing it off because you're essentially making yourself a target. I seem to remember some radio host, I think his name starts with a J, getting a fancy midlife crisis car, and then getting robbed. If only he had heard your words of wisdom. Maybe next time, listen, thank you. Okay, that's not very nice. Don't use my own words against me. All right, the kids do that too. Don't use my own words against me. Here, do this though. Here, I want you to do something for me. I want you to pick up your cell phone right now. I know you have it in your hand. Don't lie. You're probably listening on it. Pick up your cell phone. And I want you to look at it. I want you to stare at it for a moment. And I want you to ask yourself, am I funding communism when I pay this bill every single month? Because if you have AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, then the answer to that question is yes. Those companies hate your guts. They are out to utterly destroy everything you care about. And sadly, so many of us are paying for the privilege. Pure Talk actually loves you and your values. They've never spit in your face. They never will. You'll save a fortune when you switch to Pure Talk. Why haven't you switched yet? My bill got cut in half for a family of four. In half. And when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly, all right? Jay Steele III, listening to you impart wisdom regarding why conservative pundits sell out. Rush never sold out because of his humility and his grounding in his faith. I lump you in with Rush. Clearly, you will never sell out because of your arrogance and offensiveness. Also, I have a designer Labradoodle as well. He's dumb as the ladies on The View. I don't have a designer dog, okay? He's a golden doodle. It's not a designer dog, Chris. Yeah, look at Rush was so often the model for all of it. He's the way you should do it. I just have been so disappointed in recent years, and I know this is on me. I've been so disappointed in recent years at people who I used to look to for leadership when it comes to these issues. Man, selling us out time after time after time after time, flat out working for the other side on major issue after major issue after major issue. I mean, these are people I've listened to on the radio. I've watched them on TV. I've read their books. And then you look at them now and you think to yourself, man, what happened to you?
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
WEF rolls out plan to tackle harmful online content and misinformation. Well, let's check in with the WEF and let's find out what these people consider to be harmful and not harmful.
But the bad news is, as you've alluded to, we've got to bring them down about 50% within the next decade to prevent a catastrophic warming of the planet of more than 3 degrees Fahrenheit, where we'll see far worse events than what we're already seeing now.
And there's one study that at least shows that by 2100, that half of the world's glaciers will have melted.
We're going to need to deal with the consequences of the warming we've already created.
These people consider you, your stove, your car, your food, your job, your freedom. They consider all those things to be harmful. Just something to keep in mind when they're the ones monitoring misinformation. COVID extremist Dr. Liliana Wim flip-flops now says pandemic deaths are drastically overcounted. Just a little reminder, this was when, back in 2021.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated. That you have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public. Because when you go out in public, you have the potential of infecting other people with a potentially deadly disease. Just like you can choose to drink in private if you want, but if you get behind the wheel of a car and can endanger other people.
That human being should be arrested. I maintain this. I always have. If you are a human being in the public eye, not just a public official, not just government, if you are a human being in the public eye and you advocated for tyranny during COVID, I think you should be arrested and put on trial. I maintain that. We have many, many, many tyrants walking amongst us, and I haven't forgotten about them. I suggest you don't either. U.S. will hit its debt limit Thursday, start taking steps to avoid default. The debt now is racking up faster and faster and faster and faster as the dollar keeps getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. I will just ask you again, have you invested in hard assets? Things you can touch and feel, land you can step on, a home you can touch, gold and silver you can hold in your hand, because the other things, oh boy. U.S. and the FDA and the CDC see early signal of possible Pfizer bivalent COVID shot linked to stroke. No, you don't say. You mean the conspiracy theorists who were warning about this for 2 years now? Those deranged lunatics with the tinfoil on their heads, they were actually right once again. You know what this has done? What this has done is it's taken every old conspiracy theory that I used to dismiss outright. Now, I think I was probably too hasty with all of them. And now I'm sitting there thinking, hey, maybe we didn't land on the moon. Maybe that, what? At this point, I question everything. Chris, I can't help it. It's who I am. You can email me. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. COVID vaccines may make Botox wear off faster. Well, the suburban moms are finally going to be against it. That's all.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.